Joining us today is Alan Dom. He is a real estate developer and former Philadelphia City Council member at large. Now he is running in the Democratic primary for the mayoral election happening, in just about 3 weeks. Alan Dom, welcome to
thank
Studio
you, Jerry,
2.
And thank you, Avi, for having me.
So let's start here. You've put a lot of focus on your first 100 days as mayor. Pick out a couple of things from your first 100-day plan that you think you can get done in those first 100 days that can move the needle for people.
Sure. Day one, I would declare a crime emergency in the city, a public health emergency in Kensington. I do have a comprehensive plan on my website, votedom.com. But also I would declare, I've already formed it, a public safety cabinet, that I would have weekly meetings consisting of the police commissioner, district attorney, FBI offices, attorney general offices, ATF, U.S. attorney, courts, Septim Paco Security, EDS and Med Security. We would have these meetings weekly with the goal to reduce homicides by 50% in the first 4 years. The goal is to get retail theft under control and also to prosecute illegal gun violations. That's really an issue, the gun violence in the city. And I think we can make it happen. And for Kensington, I can just briefly speak about that. I put a resolution in when I was on council back in, I think it was March of 22. And that was to, after talking to Governor Wolf, that was the, look at Kensington. It's a disaster. It's a disaster. I wanted to declare it a FEMA site. It's worse than a hurricane, flood, or tornado. Called Governor Wolf. He thought it was creative, but no place in the government yet, but told me to put in a resolution. I did it. It called for three things. One, federal, state, and local drug and law enforcement working together with community partners on the ground like NKCD to have a plan to shut down the drug dealing, help those people that are addicted into treatment, and rebuild Kensington Avenue, Lehigh to Allegheny, two, three blocks on each side to get it back in business.
Yeah. I want to ask you a question about that. Specifically, you've been talking about dealing with illegal guns, and just sort of dealing with a lot of the public nuisance issues. I want you to get in specifically, how will you do this? And you even talked about stop and frisk even. How will you do this without rolling back all the criminal justice reforms that so many people worked hard for?
Right. Well, I think I'm not rolling them back. I think what we're trying to find is a middle ground where we have accountability. About 8-9 years ago, our crime was less than half what it is today. And I've actually had a lot of great ideas and suggestions and advice from former police commissioners and law enforcement people across the country, because I recognize they're a lot smarter than I am in this area, and I want to reach out to them for their help. And this is a team effort. One person, one mayor, isn't the smartest person in the room. You have to reach out to other people. But I will say this. We know, like other cities, that the crime is being committed by a very small amount of people. In the city of Philadelphia, we believe it's about 1,800 people are involved in the violent crime, mostly gangs, mostly drugs. Unfortunately, some of it is retaliation. We also know that the retail theft, like in the core of the city, in 2022, 70% of the retail theft was committed by less than 30 people. Think about that. On March 17th, in Macy's at 13th and Market, someone was arrested for the 67th time for shoplifting. So it's the same people committing the crimes. We need to get that under control.
You have been a proponent of lowering certain types of taxes, both on council and I believe still now, including a wage business taxes. You've also proposed boosting spending on some core city services. You want to keep rec centers and libraries open 7 days a week. Help me do some math here. How do you cut taxes? And I know you're supposed to spur growth eventually with that, but in the near term, how do you cut taxes and expand core city services?
So, our budget in 2015 was about $4 billion. Today it's $6 billion. It went up 50% in 8 years. $2 billion. $2 billion. And I can't sit here today and say our city services in 2023 are better than they were in 2015. So there's plenty of money there, and I found a lot of money when I was on council. There's ways to make ourselves more efficient. Look, we wasted a ton of money on the Enquirer building. We lost over $80 million on selling 46 in Market. We waste a lot of money. There's plenty of money that we need. Better management is what this is about, and better leadership.
That is something you hear from politicians a lot, that you just got to find the efficiencies. And yet somehow we still find ourselves in this cycle of the next politician saying, right, I'm going to find the inefficiencies and iron them out. Can you just dive in a little bit?
Sure.
I'm talking about, where can you find a big chunk of money?
Well, I'll give you, past experiences.
Okay.
But, the best way to go is what I've done in the past. When I ran for council in 2015, our collection rate for real estate taxes was 89%. That 11%, the majority, were landlords who didn't live in Philadelphia. Many lived in New York, who owed us 3, 5, 10 years of real estate taxes. I worked with our revenue commissioner. We came up with a program called sequestration, where we sequester the rents of the delinquent landlords. So we sent a tenant a letter that says, "Dear Alan, on May 1st, your landlord owes us 3, 5, 10 years of taxes. Send your rent to the city of Philadelphia." Mm-hmm. What a hammer. We went from an 89% collection rate in 15. In 2019, before the pandemic, our collection rate was 96%. We collected about $125 million more. Then, I think it was 2017, I called up the finance department and said, "Hey, we're not assessing commercial properties correctly." I don't blame anybody, because the skill set of, you know, assessing a building like WHYY or other mm-hmm. buildings is a different skill set than a row home. I suggest we go outside and get a commercial appraisal firm, which we did. It cost us a couple $100,000. We found another $125 million we weren't assessing.
And there's a lot more low-hanging fruit like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I got to ask you, I mean, you're talking money here. You've been called the condo king.
I don't call myself that, though.
Yeah, people, I said you've been called, and you own a lot of property in the city. You've become, you know, very well off living in Philadelphia. And that wealth has allowed you to pump millions into your own campaign. So I wanted you to talk to the people who may be struggling in North Philly, West Philly, wherever. Why should they believe that this is about anything other than Alan Dom, you're running for mayor, and that you'll do something to actually help them? Why should they believe that?
Well, you know, most of my friends say to me, "You're out of your mind, okay? Why would you want to do this? I came here with nothing. I came here in 76 making $15,000 a year. Philadelphia was unbelievably good to me. I invested in the city, and the city invested in me. And I was fortunate, and all I want to do is give back to the city I love. I have to walk away from everything that I own, okay, to do this. But I'm guided by a quote from Winston Churchill, who says, you know, we make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. And for me, at this point in my career, all I want to do is help our city really achieve and provide so much more opportunity for people in North Philadelphia. We have the worst, you talk about taxes, we have some of the lowest paying jobs, of the highest percentage of any city in the country. Like in the last 10 years, jobs under 35,000, we produced at 60%. National average was 29. We're not doing a good job in getting people out of poverty, not making them comfortable in poverty, taking them out of poverty.
Well, we do have to leave it there. Alan Dom, thanks for joining us on Studio 2.
Thank you for having me.
Alan Dom is a former city council member at large and running for mayor in the Democratic primary.